You know, one of the common misconceptions about Darwinism and evolution is that it somehow means that only the strong survive. Right. And I'm a big believer in that. You should seek to be strong. But strength is not the reason why human beings have become the dominant species on this planet. If you take a real empirical look at things, you'll see that's just not the case. Right? When we're children, we are amongst the most vulnerable living things on the planet. We come out as an infant and you can't walk. You can't feed yourself. You can't change yourself. You don't have any control over your bodily functions. You have no control over your coordination. And if you were left out in the wild as an infant, you'd be torn apart in probably a matter of hours, right? And we have an instinct as human beings to take care of our young because of that, right? And, you know, when we think about us growing up as kids, even as a kid, right? Once we're able to walk, yeah, we're able to walk, but our coordination still isn't that great. We don't have much strength. It's not until we're fully formed adults that we attain any degree of strength. And even then, a fully formed adult isn't going to have a single chance against the Bengal tiger, right? It's just not. Physically, you're going to get torn apart. So what has allowed us to become the dominant species on this planet? What has allowed us to master evolution? And the truth is, it's our ability to adapt, right? And it's not just us, that's all living things. The ability to adapt to changes in our environment. And one of the things that's happened over the past, you know, couple of decades, but really, you know, very intensely over the past few years is a lot of change, right? Change in technology, change in how business is done, change in culture, change in thought, right? And the thing that we all truly need to master is how to survive through change, right? And one of the things I see out there a lot is that when changes happen, people start to freak out, right? They don't want those changes to happen. They resist them, they complain, or they just act like those changes didn't exist. And one day they wake up and the world's a very different place. They have not adapted. They haven't formed a cogent view of what they need to do in the new environment. And one of the things I think that we all need to master as human beings is change. Now, changes don't just happen in the environment, right? One of the things that happens to all of us is change in life. We go through seasons in life, right? You start as a child, then you turn into a young person, right? An adolescent, right? And you have lessons to learn as an adolescent. Then, you know, eventually you become a young adult, right? And it's the first time you're making decisions. And then somewhere along the way, what happens to each and every one of us is we start to resist the fact that a new season is coming, right? And for a lot of people in this community, you know, you have this idea of being a warrior, right? You're a warrior for a little while, and then all of a sudden that gets taken away from you. And you're forced into, out of the military and into this new world, the civilian world, where people talk differently, they dress differently, they interact very differently. And one of the problems we've always had as a community is adapting to that, trying to adapt to the way the civilian world is presented to us, trying to adapt to our new jobs, trying to adapt to our new missions in life. And in a lot of cases, what happens is we never find a new mission. We keep thinking about the old mission. We keep thinking about what our mission was when we were in our late teens and 20s, right? And we fail to find a new mission for our 30s or 40s and our 50s. And when that happens, we stop growing. We stop growing because we stop being challenged. We stop, or not that we stop being challenged, we stop actively trying to overcome the challenges in front of us. We think we can approach them with the same mindset, with the same series of actions. Now, what am I telling you here? Well, what I'm saying is this. I'm not telling you to ditch your military mindset. I'm not telling you to ditch the way you did things, because there's lessons in everything you've done, right? What I am telling you is this. Number one, the best thing you can do when you're starting to face these changes, when you're starting to come into a new season of life, is to find a new mission. Find something that is going to motivate you. That could be through your job, could be through your family, could be through some personal ambition, but find a new mission, right? Recently, I moved to Florida, right? I got out of California and I moved to Florida. And that's because one of the things I started to realize was that me in the position I was still doing independent personal training. I was still doing nutrition coaching. I was doing some marketing and sales consultation on the side. And I was doing Warrior Soul, right? Running this podcast. And what was happening was I was doing a little bit of everything, but I wasn't making a decision about where I wanted to go. I wasn't making a decision about what I wanted to make my life to be like and what mission I was going to choose. So an opportunity came up for me to become a partner in a company down here in Florida. One of the things I did was I made a decision that I was going to do that. And the big why for me was because this company makes all of its products here in the United States. And I wanted to be in the fight to help to promote American manufacturing. And I wake up every day now filled with passion, filled with a desire to build this company, to push it forward, and to continue my mission in helping veterans through the Warrior Soul podcast, right? That's what I've decided on for my life. But for 5 years, I was doing a little bit of everything. I wasn't making a decision. I was staying stagnant, sitting there in my home office over there in Redlands, California, and not going forward, not going backward, but kind of treading water. And you have to take a look at your life, where you're at right now, figure out what's changed around you, and figure out why you're treading water. It's probably because you haven't made a decision. You haven't recognized the change in front of you, and you haven't made a decision about where you're going to go, right? 5 years from now, might be a different story. I might be treading water over here. And at that point, I'm going to have to make a decision about doing something new. But for right now, I got a new mission in front of me, and I am taking on that mission and continuing my my old mission as well, and pushing this community forward, right? And I am, again, by no means an example of how to live your life, right? And one of the things I constantly talk about on the show is how much I've screwed up, right? How many mistakes I've made. And a lot of this is me being in the fight with you guys, trying to show you the mistakes that I've made, right? And I'm telling you right now, one of the mistakes I made was not making a decision about where I wanted to go. And it was so much simpler than I made it out to be. Right? For you, take a look at your life, figure out where you're comfortable, where you tread in water. And if you need to make a decision about where you're going to go, then make that decision, right? If you are sitting there and you're wondering what's going on and you're wondering why you don't have a mission in life, go out there and find one. Go out there and figure out what you want to dedicate your life to. Right. And it doesn't have to be forever. It doesn't have to be an eternity. Right. You can find a mission where you're dedicating yourself to it for a little bit. Maybe you find a Spartan race. You want to train for that. Right. Maybe you decide that you want to go get your BJJ blue belt or your BJJ purple belt or your BJJ black belt. Maybe that's what you dedicate yourself to. Maybe you go out there and you say, you know what? I'm sick of this career. I want to find another one. you dedicate yourself to that for a little while. But it's about figuring out what you want, making the decision to do it, committing to it, and then going after it. That all makes sense, guys. Here, if you want to talk it out. And remember, again, I'm in this fight with you guys. Nothing I say here is the word of God. Nothing I say here is the word of somebody who knows it all. If you've got your own insights, I'd be happy to hear them. I'd be happy to have a conversation about them. So with that, guys, I want to thank you all for listening. This is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast. Get out there and live your best life while you can. And I am out.